Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this episode of Hope. As we celebrate and continue to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, we just thank God that He sent His Son out of pure love to save us from sin and death. And He resurrected. He is risen. He is alive, which is why we have hope. We have joy. We have peace. We have love. And we just are so thankful that the Lord is victorious over death. So happy Easter. I pray your Easter was a blessing, was wonderful. Celebration of Jesus's life, and I pray your heart was changed or softened or renewed or rejuvenated, and we just have trust and faith that what God did for us is because He loves us so much, and He doesn't want anyone to die in sin. So I chose, the Holy Spirit brought the song back again to me. It's See What the Lord Has Done, version by Nathaniel Bassey. And this time I heard there was a shout out to Nigeria. And I just thought, how cool is that? This must have been when he was performing in Nigeria. And so this is a shout out to Nigeria, family, friends, love you out there. And Psalm 67 was also the scripture picked for today. It is just, again, God's graciousness and His blessing and His love and just the joy that He has in us. And I know the song says, see what the Lord has done. And I think it was brought back again to me because, again, if we're just seeing what the Lord has done, what He did, that He sent His Son to die to save us. That song, again, just resonated with me. It's like, see what the Lord has done. He's just constantly doing so many amazing things, so many miracles, so many things, from the smallest thing to the most gigantic thing, that He loves us so much. He doesn't want any to perish. He already chose all of us. He chose us. We have to make the choice to choose Him, choose Christ, choose Jesus. He doesn't want any of us to perish. So I pray that if you have not chosen Christ, you ask Him to please bless your heart, soften your heart, change your heart, so that you get to know Him, you choose Him back, because He's already chosen you. He's given you the choice to choose Him. So please choose Christ. First and foremost, choose Him. And I promise you, you will be amazed at the joy, the love, the graciousness, the goodness that comes from knowing Christ. Psalm 67 reads, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God.
May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Amen. When we see the blessings that God bestows upon us each and every day, the cry is, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done yet again. He has done it again. He has saved you from sickness. He has saved you from poverty. He has saved you from death. He has saved you from sin. He just saves us constantly. So I pray that the scripture touches you. You pray and ask God to touch your heart. I pray God touches your heart, softens your heart, and allows you to receive him in. In the meantime, I pray the Lord blesses your heart. And the Lord continues to guide you and work on you and just protect you and guide you and love you. And as always, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. May we celebrate the joy of his resurrection each and every day in our lives. And as you listen to the song, See What the Lord Has Done, version by Nathaniel Bassey, and the shout out to Nigeria. I pray, anytime I'm listening to it, I just want to fall flat on my face and just praise and worship the Lord, because the song just touches your heart. The scriptures just touch your heart, and you just realize the amazing, amazing thing God has done, even creating each and every one of us. We are so different, but we are a reflection of him. And he wants his light to shine through us so that others see Jesus in us and are drawn to what that is. What makes you glow? What makes your light shine? What makes your joy contagious? That is the Jesus in you. So go forth, be blessed, be encouraged. Please share and listen on wherever you get your podcasts. And as before, till next time, be blessed. And God bless you. Nathaniel Bassey, See What the Lord Has Done. It is on my YouTube channel, r.shey5, which is r.shey5. Listen, read the scripture again at Psalm 67, and let it wash over you as God blesses you. To God be the glory. Happy Resurrection Day.